Kicking off our sports today, talking about some high school basketball here. Yesterday in boys basketball, Thayer was defeated by Willow Springs 57-60. Thayer was led by Jaden Belcher with 23 points. Mammoth Spring was beat by Tuckerman 64-70. The West Plains Zizzers got beat by Rolla 46-36. Jared Kraft led the Zizzers with 18. Alton beat Winona 56-44. Liberty beat Ava 59-24. Salem, Missouri beat Kabul 82-22. Bakersfield beat Couch 63-53. Eminence beat Lesterville 74-44. Gainesville beat Norwood 65-63. Mountain Grove got a win over Houston 66-59. Valley View beat Batesville 60-49. Van Buren got a win over Summersville 86-61. Calico Rock beat Concord 59-51. Flippin beat Salem, Arkansas 71-36. Blytheville got a win over Pocahontas 67-64. Melbourne got a win over Mountain View, Arkansas 48-45. And Yellville beat Cave City 53-50. In girls basketball yesterday, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lost to Tuckerman 24-48. Couch defeated Bakersfield 60-35. Mountain View, Arkansas defeated Melbourne 51-43. Viola got a win over Cotter 62-43. Mountain Home beat Russellville 75-47. Cave City beat Yellville 51-41, and it was Valley View over Batesville 68-45. Today in high school basketball, there'll be the Liberty Legend Shootout. Thayer will play Galena. Liberty plays Dixon, and Winona plays Kabul. In other games around the region, in boys basketball, it'll be Donovan playing Naylor in the Ozark Foothills Conference Tournament. Van Buren plays Woodland at Charleston, and Highland host Pocahontas. In girls basketball today, it'll be Donovan playing East Carter in the Ozark Foothills Conference Tournament. Houston plays Max Creek at Liberty. Liberty hosts Chadwick. Hoxie is at Newport, and Pocahontas hosts Highland. Talking about a little bit of college basketball here today, it's a full slate of college basketball action across the region, with key several matchups set to take center stage. The Arkansas Razorbacks hit the road for an SEC battle against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Arkansas looks to build momentum and make a statement against the physical Bulldog squad with conference positioning on the line. At home, the Arkansas State Red Wolves welcome the Bowling Green Falcons to Jonesboro. The Red Wolves will aim to defend their home floor and keep their season push rolling. The Missouri Tigers, they're on the road at the South Carolina Gamecocks, looking to stay in the hunt as SEC play continues to tighten. Meanwhile, the Missouri State Bears face a tough test away from home as they travel to take on the Liberty Flames in a matchup that will challenge their depth and consistency. Closer to home, the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies return to their home court to host the Three Rivers Raiders. The Grizzlies look to protect their home turf and keep building momentum in conference play. And talking about the Super Bowl this Sunday, the NFL season will come to a dramatic close this Sunday as the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots meet on football's biggest stage in Super Bowl 60. Seattle enters the championship game following an impressive playoff run fueled by a balanced offensive and physical hard-hitting defense. The Seahawks have found their rhythm at the right time and will look to finish the season with a title. The Patriots return to the Super Bowl behind steady quarterback play and their trademark discipline, no-nonsense style. New England has once again proved its ability to navigate the postseason and rise in high-pressure moments. Sunday's matchup will also bring back memories of the team's dramatic Super Bowl meeting more than a decade ago, adding another layer of excitement to this year's showdown. Kickoff is set for Sunday evening, with millions of fans expected to tune in for the championship football game, high-profile commercials, and a highly anticipated halftime performance. By the night's end, one team will lift the Lombardi Trophy and be crowned a Super Bowl champion.